morning, everyone. This is Dr. Merkel with Take Two Healthcare. Every Saturday, 11 to noon, it's great to be with you this sunshiny day. Yep, it's great. I am Dr. Merkel, doctor of chiropractic, board certified in clinical nutrition, a couple other degrees in nutrition as well. And I've been here behind this marvelous microphone for, would you believe 30 years? Woo, 30 years, great years. Truly an honor to be here every Saturday. And hopefully you, the purpose of our show is to help you be healthier, to learn things, maybe get some tips, some ideas that's going to change your life. And don't wait till you've broken down. You got to check that score regularly. Check the score. I know UD basketball and football is on this marvelous station. Do you think they'd ever play a game without looking at the score several times throughout the game, or would they wait till the very end and check the score? No, they're going to check the score throughout the game and look at it all the time. And that's what I recommend you do, is check your game score. Your game of life score. How are you doing? Oh, I feel fine. Well, yeah, the players on the court. Yeah, I feel like I'm playing a good game. But the score doesn't look like that. And that's what we do. At Take Two Healthcare, the clinic I started over 40 years ago, by the way, we check the score for you. We do laboratory testing. We do advanced laboratory testing to really get the full picture of what's going on. Not just your symptoms, because symptoms are often the end stage. Now, I've said this many times before. Let me ask you a question in case you remembered this. How much liver function, how much kidney function can you have left and have no symptoms? How much pancreatic function can you have left and have no sign of diabetes? 20% liver and kidney function is all you need and have no symptoms. 10% pancreatic function and no sign of diabetes, which is all at once. Type 1 diabetic. All at once, you're on dialysis. All at once, you're waiting on a liver transplant, because if you are waiting till symptoms, it's not good. They're not going to find it till it's in stage. Truly. But virtually, most conditions will show up in the blood long before you have symptoms. But you've got to test properly. And that's one of the things that we do is over the years, I have taught continuing education, advanced laboratory analysis and nutrition for like 30 years. Trained thousands of doctors around the country on laboratory analysis and nutrition. Now, this is the laboratory analysis and nutrition we get is something your medical doctor has no clue about. Oh, they may talk nutrition, they may talk it, but they can't do it. If you can't do it, you really don't understand it. Your doctor works for McDonald's. I think the stay is like 85% of all medical doctors are employees. What does that mean? It means if you, and I'm not knocking McDonald's, but it's something that we all understand. If you work for McDonald's, does McDonald's tell you how to make a burger? The amount of ketchup and mustard, the size of pickle, the size of burger, the amount of lettuce you put on that. But yeah, they do. But suppose that you do a little study and you find, you know, if I put a slice of avocado on this burger, it'd make it a healthier burger. Can you do that if you work for McDonald's? No, you can't. Can you do that if you work at a medical facility owned by some corporation? No, you can't. No, you can't, because it's not even on the menu. Your doctor can't even recommend it because it's not on the menu. It's not on the McDonald's menu. Avocado, not an option. In fact, they would lose their job. They would lose their job. That's true. They would lose their job if they try to do this, because it's not, quote, the standard of care. The standard of care is what's on the menu, which means if you got high blood pressure, they have to put you on a blood pressure drug. Instead of finding out that, oh, you're low in vitamin D, that can cause high blood pressure. You're not drinking enough water. You're low in protein. I mean, there's 50 things that cause high blood pressure, and yet what's the standard of care your medical doctor has to follow? Okay. Now, I understand. It's better to take a blood pressure drug than have a heart attack or stroke. Absolutely. And if you're on a blood pressure drug, my goal is not to get you off the drug. My goal is to get you healthy so you no longer need it. What a concept. to get you healthy so you no longer need it. And for virtually every drug, there's a way that you can get, that we've gotten people off all these drugs. We've gotten people off of insulin, Synthroid, which are difficult, Coumadin, other blood thinners, things like that. You got to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're doing. And I have experience. I've trained many doctors. And again, you just can't stop your drugs. And let me say again, our goal is not to get you off your drugs, get you healthy so you don't need it. Remember, show you don't need it, you're good. But you can't just stop those things. And that's why we train doctors on that. Now, I initiated Take Two Healthcare, started a company several years ago. It's been a couple of different names, Take Two Healthcare. And I'm not currently I am not taking new patients, but we do have a couple of wonderful doctors working with us who I have all the confidence in the world with, Dr. Andrew Dyer, who is board certified in acupuncture. Yeah, he went through the work, did a lot of work to get board certified with that. And he's also board certified in clinical nutrition like I am. Marvelous doctor. In fact, I talk about his cases here on the radio show. Actually, I use some of his cases when I'm out lecturing. He's got some of the most phenomenal cancer cases and other things like that that I've ever seen. Phenomenal. And then we got Dr. Natalie Yaley, and she is a Bellbrook native. Pretty much a superstar athlete when she was at Bellbrook. And she is certified in thermography. And she's lectured at the national level on thermography, things like that. And we're all chiropractors, and they are great doctors, great, have great confidence in the work they do. And like the name of the clinic is Take Two Healthcare, kind of like our motto is take 2 weeks or maybe 2 months to try a safe, natural option, because even serious problems sometimes have simple, safe solutions. Yeah, maybe you've got lupus, MS, rheumatoid arthritis, you've got cancer, you've got Crohn's disease, you got a skin problem. Whatever it is you've got, there may be a natural solution. And sometimes when we test, like, there it is. And sometimes it's two or three things where we look at, oh, there it is. There it is. You got this, you got that, you got that. Boom. Try it and it get better. Here's the point. If you get healthy enough, does it matter the name of the disease? Think about that. I've said it 1,000 times on this radio show, at least. If you get healthy enough, doesn't matter the name of the disease, whether it's stage 4 cancer, whether it's end-stage kidney or liver disease, whether it's high cholesterol, high blood pressure. If you get healthy enough, and that's what we're experts in. Your medical doctor is an expert in disease suppression. Oh, you got high blood pressure? Take a blood pressure pill. High cholesterol? Take a cholesterol pill. You got Crohn's? Let's give you a drug to reduce the inflammation so you don't have the symptoms. But the cause of the problem is still getting worse, which means the treatment is eventually going to no longer work, or you're going to need higher and higher doses or more drugs to get the same effect. Medical doctors are great at treating symptoms, but they don't get to the cause of the problem, because if they did, you wouldn't need the drugs. If they did, you wouldn't need the drugs. What a concept. What a concept. And excuse me there. I had a... okay, you guys didn't know. You have to look on the camera to see what I did, but I had to blow my nose. I was about ready to sneeze. And I didn't want to inflict that pain on you, so I had to blank out for a couple seconds there. But if you want to look at getting healthy versus suppressing symptoms and getting on more and more drugs and getting sicker and sicker and sicker, the more drugs you take, the sicker you are, period. Drugs do not extend your life. All they do is delay a premature death. Drugs do not extend your life. All they do is a premature death. Look at the GLP drugs out there for weight loss. Are they extending your life, or are they extending your life, or just delaying a premature death? Yeah, you take the drugs. I mean, there are all kinds of side effects to those drugs. All kinds of side effects. Even pancreatic disease, pancreatitis, probably pancreatic cancer. Other cancers are going to show up. But the point of the drug is that you lose weight so you don't die from a heart attack quickly. The whole point of these is to delay dying quickly from a heart attack or stroke. That's the whole point of GLP. It's not to make you healthier. It's to avoid dropping dead or having a stroke. In fact, these drugs make you unhealthy because it affects your body's ability to absorb nutrients properly. Basically, these drugs kind of like plug up your stomach. So your stomach doesn't empty. So instead, just you're having a discipline to change your diet, exercise, eat right, you take a drug that forcibly impairs your stomach's ability to move the food on into your small intestine. That's what it does. It chemically impairs the food moving properly through your digestive tract. And so it makes you feel full longer. It makes you feel full longer. That food can sit in your stomach, studies shown, as much as 2 days. 2 days, you know what's happening there? The food is rotting. It is putrefying in your stomach. That's why you have such nasty, foul breath. That's why you have indigestion. That's why you feel like crap, because the food is rotting in there. You ever see a dead animal on the road after it got hit by a car or something? And after a couple of days, it all bloats up and it's all nasty looking? Well, that's what's happening in your stomach. The food is rotting rather than going through the digestive process. And so you have to take digestive aids to try and remedy that or minimize it. But most people can't tolerate it for very long, and you have to get off of it. But it's a tool that some people rely on, and I've read many things on Medscape, MedPage, about doctors who's been on it, and they can only do it for a while, take the shots for a while because they feel so bad, or they're afraid, the medical doctors are afraid of the damage it's doing to them. So all it is, you can get gastric bypass surgery, which is forcibly reducing the size of your stomach so you can only eat a couple bites of food. Or you can take a chemical that's going to impair your stomach's ability to transfer the food through your system. It's called gastric paresis. It paralyzes the stomach so it doesn't move the food on. It paralyzes the stomach so it can't push the food on. The stomach is kind of muscular, kind of squeezes and moves the food on down. And these GLPs are bad. They're bad. They haven't been studied long term. You know, they were used for glucose regulation for diabetics, and then they found, oh, it reduces people's weight. Well, how to help diabetics? Yeah, because they couldn't eat so much food. That's how it helped diabetics. How does it help other people? Well, it stops your stomach from working right. Not a good idea at all. And they're expensive. Oh, and they're making it cheaper all the time. Yeah, you can get it really cheap now. Other people are coming online, and you can buy it online with some sort of a made-up medical prescription, so you can take it without seeing a medical doctor, and it's relatively inexpensive now, so more people can take it. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's bad. Anyway, I'm not going to go into it anymore. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, I got some great case you're going to hear about. You're listening to Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this. And I am Dr. Merkel. If you'd like to contact my office, we'd love to help you with whatever problem you have. There's virtually almost always something you can do to be healthier. Always something. And once we do the testing, it's pretty obvious. Like, boom, there it is. Boom, there it is. And nobody's testing like we do unless they've been to my training courses over the years. And we've trained several hundred, a couple thousand doctors on do this. And some of these doctors regularly consult with me about their tough cases. And that's our goal, is to help people get healthier. No matter what you've got, and I'm looking at a little thing here, measles cases and outbreaks. There are 3 people died last year from measles. 3. Trust me, if 3 died, they had underlying conditions. People don't die from the measles. People don't die. It's an inconvenience. You might feel bad. You might have to stay home. I got measles when I was a kid. Everybody got measles when I was a kid. Okay, I just turned 69. Everybody got measles. And we always thought, oh, cool, get a week off, out of school, you know, miss a few days of school. It's well worth it. It's not a big deal. Okay, you get a little rash, you itches a little bit, that kind of thing, but it goes away. It's not like it was horrible or anything, you know. And so everybody got measles. And now measles vaccine, And my daughters never got the measles vaccine. They're 24 and 26. And there's lots of people that have never done any vaccines. And I don't think God made a mistake. And when he created the human body thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, and it wasn't until the 20th century that vaccines came around to save humanity. No, I think when you get the measles, there's some thoughts in other countries that it primes your immune system. And it works better when young children get measles, makes your immune system stronger. That's the idea. Just like babies have to fall down to learn how to walk, there are things that children get, these childhood diseases, if they get them naturally, they never have to worry again. But the vaccine tends to wane the protective, assuming it does, and I'm not saying it's not, but assuming it does, that protection tends to wane over the years, which is why, oh, we need to do another whooping cough vaccine on older people or whatever new vaccine, because it wanes. But if you get it naturally, you got it forever. You got immunity forever. And so three people died from measles. Now they say they were unvaccinated, which means they weren't fully vaccinated. If they only got part of the vaccines, but people are considered unvaccinated unless you got all the vaccines. It's like during COVID, when they were recommending, you know, three vaccines or more, you were unvaccinated if you didn't have all three. If you had one or two, that didn't count. Until you are fully vaccinated, you are unvaccinated. That's how they play at the numbers. So three people died last year, and it's supposed to be a national crisis. When I'd say, show me the overall status of those people's health, and we'll find out why they died. If it wasn't for measles, they'd have died from something else. It just happened to be measles is what they had at the time. Kind of like COVID. When COVID came around, people could die from an auto accident or die from heart disease or diabetes. But if COVID was the disease, the fashionable disease, well, then they got COVID put on it, which there's a financial benefit. Before we go to the next break, I am 69, just turned 69. I am on no drugs. I feel great. There's nothing I can't do. And I feel as good or probably better than I did 20, 25 years ago. I'm under less stress. And I feel good. Truly, I feel marvelous. I don't take any drugs. I'm a doctor. And I do my own lab testing. I do extensive lab testing on myself at least once a year, about every 8 months. Extensive lab testing. I check my cancer markers. I'll detect about 90% of all cancers. And I put that panel together several years ago. I do a hormone panel, check my hormone levels. I do a cardiac panel, check my heart. I put together neurological and brain function, neurological health. I'm 69. There's no Alzheimer's or Parkinson's in my family, but I want to make sure I got my numbers as good as possible. We're around chemical toxins more than ever, so I want to make sure I'm good with that. So I get myself tested. I check my score regularly, because the earlier you catch a problem, always better results you will have. Heart disease and cancer, number one and two leading causes of death. You know, with all the drugs and stuff we've got, it's getting worse. We're getting more cancer than ever before. And the outcomes aren't any better. We may detect it sooner. Like 50 years ago, you may have caught that cancer at 45 years of age and you die at 55. Now technology can detect that same cancer at 35, but you still die at 55. And today you can detect that same cancer at maybe 25 or 30, but you're still dead at 55. So, and this is what the American Cancer Society came out with several years ago and said, the numbers for cancer are kind of misleading. Early detection isn't resulting in longer lifespan. It just means you have survivors longer. I'm a cancer survivor. Well, if you truly want to survive, you need to try and do something different. Because they catch it early, but the end result is still the same. Yeah, yeah. And you could go back to USA Today a few years ago and find that article. But it's pretty amazing. Say, we come back, I'm going to talk about some other amazing cases, true stories that are going to make your day. I am Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. I'm Dr. Merkel. Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon. Go to take2healthcare.com or call 433-3241. You know the area code, 433-3241. See, I was at the gym. I go to the gym several times a week, work out. Now, I don't usually work out by myself. There's classes there, and I love the classes. I do Zumba. Yeah, I do Zumba. I think of it like my Parkinson, Alzheimer's prevention treatment, because I'm using my brain. And I'm trying to coordinate my arms and legs in a somewhat rhythmic fashion, which may not always come out that way. But I have fun. The lady that teaches it is just marvelous, wonderful. And so I'm out there doing it. And some of the people are really good at it, some not so good. And then some like me that just flounder around, try not to bump into somebody or something like that. But it's fun, but I'm learning something. And I also laugh about the whole way through. I'm laughing at myself on how other people are so good and I'm so bad, even after doing this so many years. But I think it's good for my overall brain to do that. Then there's another class, Body Works and Abs, I like. And that's where we use weights and a step. And I've been doing it for years. It's a nice class. It works everything in 1 hour. I used to work free weights, work with weights by myself or with a friend. But now doing the class, you really get a good workout in an hour, and everything is worked out. Now, when I there's several people in the class, and I've gotten to know them over the years. And there's a lady who just this last week, 2 weeks ago, and I know she had a support on her elbow, big support on her elbow. And I asked her, you know, what's wrong? She said, oh, she's got this bursitis in the elbow, and she's had it for like 4 or 5 months. She's had injections. She's had therapy, ice, ultrasound, all this, EMS, all kinds of therapy. And I said, it's getting better. She said, no, it's not getting better. And she, again, no, the injections aren't helping a bit, all that stuff. I said, well, here, let me take a look at it. She didn't know what I did. You know, I tried to go undercover. And I said, well, I'm a chiropractor, and I've worked with a lot of extremities. I'm pretty good with extremities, elbows, shoulders, knees, and ankles, feet, that kind of thing. And I just briefly examined it, and I said, the radial head is shifted a little bit. The radial head is out of alignment, just a micro amount, just a little bit. And I said, do you mind if I adjust it in? You'll probably feel just a little click, just a little light click, is it? He goes, no, if you can help it, fine. So I go and I just make a little adjustment. It goes click, just like I expected. I say, you felt that? Yeah, oh, yeah, I felt that. Okay, now, and she had some tape, so I did a tape like none of the other therapists and anything else had done. I just taped it, just one little piece of tape in the right spot. And she went through her workout, and I said, now drop 5 pounds from your regular weight. Drop 5 pounds because I don't want you to, it's been out, that little misalignment, the radial head had been out for a long time. If you lift too heavy, it's going to just push back out again. So I think if you'll cut down by 5 weights from 15 down to 10 and just do it easy, see what happens. Well, after this, she said, that's all it was. She said, the pain is gone. I said, well, just don't lift too much. She said, no, the pain is gone. I've had problems with this for months in all the therapy, all the exercises, all this stuff that didn't help a bit, but just need realigned. I said, it's like a stone in your shoe. If you got a little stone in your shoe, no matter how much therapy you do, how much injections you get, it's never going to help. All you really need to do is go and take the stone out, then all of your symptoms and problems are gone. Well, there's a misalignment, a micro misalignment, very small, in the elbow, and then you can do any therapy you want, and it's never, ever, ever going to get better. And one of the keys to this is, if you exercise more, it gets worse. It's like a stone in your shoe. If you go and run and it gets worse, that's the problem. You see, if it were osteoarthritis, generally with disuse, osteoarthritis gets stiffer. And if you exercise moderately or easily with osteoarthritis, oh, it loosens up, feels a little bit better, that kind of thing. But if it's a misalignment, you just need it realigned. And there are so many people I see working out, and they got these supports on their elbows and things like that. And I'm thinking, oh, you just need that thing adjusted. I was years ago, I was adjusting a guy for low back, and he had a big support on his elbow. And I said, what's that about? And he said, oh, he's a golfer, and he's had this problem for 20 years, this elbow problem. And he said it just affects him with everything he does, especially golfing, which is his main hobby. He loves it. He said, I probably could have gone pro if not for this elbow problem. I said, you might have to take a look at it. I examined it. Same thing. He had a radial head problem. They call it like tennis elbow or golfer's elbow or something. And there are different things it could be, but I examined it. I said, ah, the radial head. I adjusted it, and he immediately moved it. He said, that's all it was. And he actually started to cry. He said, that has plagued me for many years. And I went to the top orthopedist around, and all they said was more support, more therapy, more injections, and all it needed was that little adjustment, just that little click to realign it. Yeah, that's all it took. I could go on and on. There's been many cases where there's a micro misalignment in a joint, knee, ankle, elbow, shoulder, and all it needs is realigned. You're doing therapy isn't realigning it. It needs to be realigned. And this is not all chiropractors are trained this way. Some are. There are some. There's several in the area. I got my training from Dr. Leroy Perry, a chiropractor. I got mine about 40 years ago while I was at chiropractic college. And he was the Olympic athlete for the Cuban Olympic team many, many years ago. And he was phenomenal. His courses on adjusting extremities, wrist, elbows, shoulders, knees, and feet and ankles. It's just incredible. In fact, when he was the Olympic doctor, there's a taping technique for runners that would actually increase their performance. It's since been outlawed. That taping technique was outlawed because it would enhance a top runner's performance. And he told us, you know, you could actually go back and look at the films from then. You can see which ones are using a special taping technique because they all have ankle socks that go up to the knees to hide the taping procedure. Well, so what happened, I was playing on the basketball team, and we had a great team. We had actually three All-American, 268 centers, a 6'6 forward, and we had a really good team. Now, I was not one of the better players on the team, but I was one of those, you know, just those guys that, you know, defense and that kind of thing. But I sprained an ankle, and wouldn't you know it, because I was limping around on that one, I sprained both ankles. And so I was hobbling around, just walking, and they needed me to play. We were shorthanded on players for the games coming up. We were at the end of season, tournament time. And so Dr. Leroy Perry was there, and he taped my ankles up. Using a special procedure, and I was amazed. I played like I didn't even have a sprained ankle. It was amazing, that taping technique. And I learned. I haven't used it, you know, much. I don't deal a lot with sports injuries and that kind of thing. But it was amazing how I was able to play. Now, it's not if you can't, you know, it's not going to make a regular athlete be able to, or an unathlete be athletic. But if you're a top athlete and you're running maybe 100 meters and it gets you, improves you by half a second or a fourth of a second, that's huge. And that's what these things would do. It'd make a superior athlete just a little tiny fraction better, which is significant at those higher level athletes. But it's incredible, the technique. And he taught me those kind of things. Now, there's also some other adjusting things. Dave, you don't see a chiropractor, you really should. Even for things that you might not think pertain, very well could. When I first came to Dayton, one of the first, I started in practice, and a mother brought in her little daughter, 2 years of age. And I'm looking at this girl, and she was black and blue right between the eyes. And I said, I'm looking at her, it's just child abuse. She said her daughter is in so much pain that she bangs her head against the wall and on the floor because she has so much head pain. Sinus pressure is what the mother thinks, because the mother's father had serious sinus problems And they think her daughter has got the same thing. And she said her father had her sinuses drilled out, and it didn't help. In fact, it made it worse. But now that's what they want to do to her two-year-old daughter is drill out the sinuses. And she said, is there anything you can do? I go, oh, man. I think, I don't know. I don't know. Let me examine her. So I examined her, and I thought, some at the top of the neck, a bone called the atlas, which the head sits on, the atlas and axis, said something doesn't feel right there. I told him I'm going to make just a little tiny adjustment. It may look like I'm just playing with your daughter's neck and head, but that's all I'm going to do. And then I expect there be maybe a little mild click or a little shift, and that's all I'm going to do. And so girl thought I was playing with her head, you know, moving it, and I just did a little, very, very mild correction, just a little thing, or just a little, and I felt a little slide, like something shifted. Very minor, very minor. Okay. And I said, okay, that's all I'm going to do today. She probably thought I didn't do anything except play with her neck and massage it. But I said, that's all I'm going to do today. It was a Friday. I said, I'll see you on Monday. So Monday she comes in, and this little girl comes running in, this little two-year-old, and is just bouncing around, and her mother is just beaming, glowing. She said, she's perfectly fine. She said about a half an hour after whatever you did, crud and crap started coming out of her nose and mouth. And since then, she's been perfectly fine. There was something probably occurred, I don't know, maybe during delivery process or something, where the little bones under the neck got misaligned, which is affects circulation, and it affects neurological function, whatever it did. I made a tiny realignment, and that's all it took. I checked her again, but that's one adjustment. That's all it took, and took care of it. Now, versus another one, one of my first cases was a lady. I was working at a clinic in Champaign-Urbana, one of my first jobs, a clinic there, and a young girl, 19 years of age, came in, and she was extremely bad. She had been in a severe auto accident, hit a telephone pole, wasn't wearing her seatbelt, ended up with her body laying on the windshield with her leg in the steering wheel. She had multiple fractures, the pelvis, her face had lots of injuries, cuts and things like that. But her pelvis, if you put your two fingers together, and that's the front of your pubic bone, when I took an x-ray, if you move one finger up and move it over to the first joint, that's what her pubic bone looked like. Her body, she was nearly dead, and they didn't try to do anything to realign the pelvis. Of course, because she was so nearly gone. And she had several other fractures in her pelvis. And now it's about 6 months, and she's on Tylenol 3 with codeine, very strong drugs, and she can barely function. Barely function. She's in so much pain all the time. The medical doctors have done what they can do. She brought her in to see me, and I'm looking at that pelvis. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. And her spine was all messed up, and I'm thinking, man. Well, the head doctor, I think, dumped her on me because he didn't think he could do anything. And so I go, oh, man. I felt sorry for this girl. I said, I got to at least try something. Now, here's what you get. Some of you people out there are going to think that this was crazy, what I recommended. But I was right out of school, and I said, man, as much pain as she in, I can't do much. I'm just going to be able to just put a little pressure on. We used a Thompson table, which is a little drop. It drops very quickly, about, you know, quarter of an inch or 3/8 of an inch. And if I put the right pressure on, it can make a little realignment in some cases. For especially her pelvis is what I was going to try and work on, in her lower lumbar spine. And so I told her mother, I don't know if we can help. I need to see her twice a day for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to need to see her before she goes to school and after school. And it's about an hour drive each way. And her mother made each trip. The first adjustment, all I did was just let it drop. I mean, even touching her back caused her to whimper, caused pain, just touching her back. And so I made a very light contact, very small. Made a couple of very, 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 very minor thrusts on that. And, long story short, within 3 months, she's off all of her drugs. her spine, her pain was like 90% better, 95% better, but her pelvic bone was still was not where it's supposed to be. And I don't know how the body adapted to that, but I remember in college it said adjust as if it were right. So kind of taking consideration, but go ahead and adjust them properly. And she's alive and well today, 40 years later, doing well because of because I at least gave it a shot. Say it's time for a break. I'm Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare. We'll be right back after this. And we're back. I am Dr. Merkel at Take Two Healthcare every Saturday, 11 to noon. The healthiest 69-year-old guy right here talking to you. On no drugs. Haven't been on any drugs. I don't need any because I work to stay healthy. See, when I woke up today, my knee was sore. And I had a little pain down the outside of my right calf. And I'm thinking, what is that about? See, what is that about? So I checked my knee out. I can see anything, no problem there. I said, okay, if it's not there, let's look further down. I went and checked my ankle and my foot. There it is. I didn't have any pain, but I adjusted my foot and my ankle, which I can do sometimes. So as soon as I got that foot adjusted, I stood up and the pain was gone. The pain in the knee and I had on lower leg was because my foot needed adjusted. Now, because of the weather, I've been wearing some boots I don't normally wear. They don't have great support. And so my arch on that right foot dropped a little bit. So when I adjusted the arch back up, it realigned the ankle and the knee. Most of the time, a knee problem is caused by a foot ankle problem or a low back problem. The knee is just in the middle of those two areas. So if you got knee pain, look down at your foot and ankle. Does your foot turn in? Are you flat footed? Is there a problem there? Maybe your foot needs adjusted and I'll take care of your knee pain. But too many people do, oh, my pain's at my knee or my outside of my calf, so that must be the problem. No, it's not. Say, hopefully this has been a helpful program for you. Try some natural therapy. Try chiropractic. It can do amazing things. Say, do something today to be healthier than you were yesterday. Take a walk. Call a friend. Eat an apple. Eat an apple. Pray for our country. And by the way, go to church tomorrow. I'm Dr. Merkel.